The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so I think his heart was in the right place, but oh, man, he stepped in it.
Execution was at the best.
Yeah. Margaret. I don't know a lot of Margarets. I kind of dig this. Margaret Terry says, I turned 35 last week. My husband was sweet enough to throw me a big birthday party. It was at our friend's house in Boulder City. There was a bunch of space, and he basically invited every single person that I know. Super sweet, right? Nope. He's still pretty tight with his ex-girlfriend. She was the last girl he dated before we got together. Even though I have told him in the past, it bothers me that they're still friends, he still does it.
Oh, that's messed up.
She's a wedding slash party slash event planner. And he enlisted her help to throw this one. My one. My freaking birthday party. Capitalized freaking. Birthday party. So, of course, she is also there making sure everything is going well, which I should be appreciative of. But it just made me feel uneasy, a little angry, and mostly just sad. I haven't brought it up to my husband yet, so I wanted to hear what you guys think. This is BS, right? Little Jess, is it BS?
I think it's BS.
She has spoken. It's BS, right?
It's complete BS. That's so disrespectful. Especially, like, you know what's key for me is that she said that in the past, I have told him that I don't like her, that I don't like you hanging out with her. Now, I'm the first to say that you should get along with your ex. Like, I get along with practically all of my exes.
Or don't.
No. And to each his own. You have no idea.
It's a big city. You know, there's room for everybody.
But it's the idea that you committed to your wife and she has told you, I don't feel right about this. And then on her birthday of all times, that day is about her. And you're doing something that you know makes her uncomfortable. Why would you do it?
35 is a milestone for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
The zeros and the fives
are big
exactly. For a lot of people. This to me is easy. It's disrespectful on a variety of levels. I don't know if it's worse. Here's what? I was planning a birthday party she's good at. I don't care.
I don't care if she's Martha Stewart and she is the best party planner on the planet. If I don't like Martha Stewart, you ain't hiring Martha Stewart to do my birthday.
Here's what sucks too. I just in my own mind, this girl's hot too. The girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
the
I have party, a picture in my head,
the party
too.
Party planner. She's attractive. She's already feeling threatened by... She's already feeling threatened by the fact that... Why is this girl around? I understand, and that's great. If you want to be friends. If you don't, you don't. But that person... You married. You're committed.
Exactly.
But literally... All we need is one. We may have already torpedoed our own bit. But we need one that can make a decent case for why this is okay. And if I was going to look into the crystal ball, if I was going to put my prophecy hat on, that somebody's going to go, well, she just needs to grow up. You're 35 now. Grow up.
Oh, you think someone's actually, oh.
I don't know. I don't feel that way. I see where that's a way to go.
Sure.
On that. You know what? So we're looking for one person, 702-364-9898, that thinks this is okay. Because I don't see it. I don't see it. Kayla doesn't see it. Little Jess doesn't see it.
Burn the house down.
Take it easy. It's my line. But I don't, we just need one. 702-364-9898 right now.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, husband planned birthday party. Had everybody show up at a big house to their friend's house in Boulder City. She does not like her husband's ex. He insists on being friends with her. She's a party wedding event planner, and he insisted on having her plan the party.
So stupid.
I get it. She's good at it. There are a lot of people who don't think it's stupid at all. Nick, your thoughts?
Yeah, just to kind of play devil's advocate, You know, what if the girlfriend is possessive or maybe like a little obsessive or even
wife.
Controlling?
Wife.
Excuse me, wife. I apologize. Wife. Okay. Yeah, you know, but, I agree with what you're saying in the first place overall, you know, at point blank when you're just looking at it, but just to kind of, you know, look at the other perspective, what if every woman he talks to, because, I mean, I've been in relationships where a girl has been overly possessive and didn't want me talking to anybody, let alone my ex, you know, so... what if they're overly possessive and any girl you talk to, they just don't like you talking to them at all, period. So this one he took a stand on because it's his ex, you know, and as long as he handles it correctly and respectfully, you know, then maybe it is okay.
But this isn't about him. This is about
his birthday.
This is about his wife's. You're, if it's that angle and you're like, I'm going to take a stand, then you're rubbing it in her face on her birthday.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's definitely bad timing. The whole scenario, it's bad overall like that. But just to kind of see it from a different viewpoint.
Sure,
a possessive, maybe a little bit controlling type of woman.
Sure.
Granted, it is their birthday. Maybe they've discussed it in the past, and, you know, I wouldn't have pulled the card out on a birthday personally.
Yeah, they've definitely discussed in the past. Thank you, Nick. They've definitely discussed in the past. She said where to go. She's what it was about a lot of party, my freaking birthday, of course. It just seemed pretty obvious that he's,
even though I've told him in the past, it bothers me that they're friends. He still does it.
Bobby, you think everybody's acting like babies?
I totally agree with acting like babies. Seriously, if she can't trust him, why are they married? Isn't that the first part of being married?
But isn't
and that's all it is.
Okay.
You know, I would have to completely argue the fact that there's anything else wrong with him being friends with his ex other than the fact that she doesn't trust him being with her. And if you can't trust him, what's the relationship you have with him?
Sure. But there's nobody in your life that you go, I don't like that person. I don't want you around him. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I would never. No. Especially if it's because he still lives his own life. He knew her before he knew his wife. And if there was no issues between them, what's the issue for her? She should be friends. Be closer with your enemies.
Can you make like one sacrifice though for the birthday? Like just one sacrifice?
I would not. I totally disagree with how she feels about everything. There's no trust there. Why are you still married?
But this
you might
doesn't...
as well get a divorce over that.
Okay. Okay. But what does this do to help build that trust?
It's not going to. She needs to let it go. Does she have male friends? She has friends?
No, but what's he doing?
That he's not comfortable with?
But what's he doing to build the trust? And everybody's different.
He's still married to her.
Everybody's different. You know what I mean? So your point is just as valid as anybody else's. But it seems here that she's made her feelings pretty clear, and he's just kind of disregarded that. And isn't that just as disrespectful as anything else?
No, because I'm sure she does totally disrespectful things to him that he's not comfortable with, and he still compromises and lives with her. Everybody has compromises, and I feel like something like this is a compromise. If you, okay. like, that's, it's a trust issue. If she cannot trust him, what is the point of your relationship right now?
Okay.
You should
sit back and think
about that.
We've established that point, but now you're like, man, I wanted to go back to something you just said, because that sounded just as childish. Like, well, I'm sure she's done things disrespectful, too. Does that make it right on her birthday?
It doesn't. It's all a compromise. You have it's a push-me-pull you. It's a two-headed llama. It's a two-way street.
Two wrongs don't make a right, guys.
But there's going to be things that she does, and there's things that he does. And whether or not you're comfortable with whatever's happening, he's still living his life. And if you still want him to be happy, whatever makes him happy should make you happy, vice versa.
Wouldn't it be funny, though?
You can't tell him you can't be friends with somebody. That's just going to make it worse. And what if that's like a child rebelling against their parent? No, you can't go out at night. And then, hello, what are they doing? Now they're sneaking out the window and getting put in jail. You know nothing about it. It's a compromise. You can't tell somebody no. And he's grown. He's just going to sneak around and do it behind your back?
But... Well, I don't think they're going to plan the birthday party. Be like
yeah,
that.
No, sure,
I, no. No, that's a very interesting take on it. And again, there's all kinds of kinds. I think we should probably take another round of calls on this because Jessica's waiting and LJ's waiting and all the lines are going. So, little Jessica, line a bunch more up.
Gotcha.
This is extraordinarily interesting because to me, it just seems like it's blatantly disrespectful. It's just, I don't care what you think.
And I know what's best for you is what it feels like to me.
Or I don't care. I'm doing a birthday party. How could I possibly be wrong? Even though this birthday party I'm doing for you is going to make you completely upset. We'd love to hear what you have to think about it. 702-364-9898 right now.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, all of a sudden, it's now swung back to the other side. We were looking for somebody who thought that that was okay, but now it's that the husband planned a birthday party with his ex. She had turned 35. She, the person who wrote the email, name's Margaret, which I love.
Yeah.
She turned 35 last week. Her husband was sweet enough to throw her a big birthday party. It was at her friend's house in Boulder City. They have a big house, invited everybody. But her husband is still super tight with his ex-girlfriend, the last girl that he dated before they got together. And even though she has made it very clear that it bothers her that they're friends, he still kind of maintains the friendship. She's a wedding and event and party planner and all that, so he hired her to do the party.
Ridiculous.
And she's there at the party, which of course upset her. That seems pretty cut and dried to me, but there are others that, the last caller that we had, she was like, no, everybody just needs to grow up and be adults, but well, there was a theory on that on social.
The girl talking is the ex-girlfriend of the guy. LMAO, take a seat, girl.
It does. I wouldn't get that. Yeah, that part. Keani, this just isn't cool, right?
No, man, it's not cool. The other girl, you know, like she must have had, you know, done something just like the husband's point of view to where her husband didn't like it, you know, and she tried to compromise it. There's no way that you can compromise something like that. You know, my ex, they had been together for 4 years and, you know, we had been together for 2 and she would try and like mail things like gift cards for like dogs, you know, for his dogs.
Yeah.
Like $10 for 2 really big boxers for no reason, doesn't put, you know, the address on it or anything. And there's no way for him to say that that's right. Just like this, there's no way that you can ever think in your mind that your wife, who already doesn't like the fact that you and your ex are friends or even communicate, for you to think that, okay, yeah, let me go ahead and hire her for a party planner. It doesn't matter if she's the biggest and best party planner and she did it for free. You don't do something like that. And that's definitely crossing lines and boundaries with your guys' relationship. Husband, not husband. That's not something you do in a relationship. That's not how you continue to build trust. And that's not how you bring that ex-girlfriend back inside of your life, even as friends after that.
Yeah, the farther this goes along, the more I start to question their marriage.
Their marriage, his intentions, everything. Like, I'm like, are you
exactly?
Are you trying to make her mad?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. So if you already know that she doesn't like this girl, you know, why would you even think to want to bring her apart of your life in your relationship with your wife, and to bring her into, you know, the party to be able to be a part of it. It doesn't matter if she made it, you know, like that is just, that's no way, shape or form for you to say that that is okay to do and just be like, well, no, people need to grow up. No, your husband needs to grow up and he needs to realize who his wife is and who's, you know, who's not, I don't want to say side he's on, but yeah, you know,
no.
Like who he's writing for in his lifetime.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I was trying to listen to the other lady and like, no way. She just kept saying more scenarios that were just like crazy. If you know, like doing the whole parenting thing. So what you're saying is I'm going to tell you that you can't speak to this person because of, it doesn't matter what reason. And because I tell you so, you just expect me to think that you're going to go and do it? No, we're husband and wife. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Life is about compromising. Well, that was my compromise. You already know that I do not like her, you know, and we are married. And for you to even think that that is a thing that you can go to, no, it's unacceptable. It's super wrong.
Yeah, that was the only thing. And I she's entitled to her viewpoint. Thank you, Keani. She's entitled to her viewpoint. But the farther this goes along, grow up. Let your ex go. If you wanted to be with her, be with her. And I mean, I'm all for people being friends, but if it bothers the person that you're with, everything is a choice.
Sure.
It's all choices. And yes, there are compromises, but shouldn't your compromise be in favor of your wife, not your ex? You know what I mean? Well, I want to be with my wife, and I still want to be with my ex too. In some form or fashion. Now, Dana, tell us what we're missing.
I could understand him using her as the event planner, but she didn't need to stay for the whole party. Make sure everything's prepped.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, she did not have to stay for the party because I'm sure she knows. Because, you know, Kayla, we can sense these things when we're not exactly liked or not liked. And She could have walked away and said, hey, everything's prepped, everything's good to go. I'll be back at, call me when the party dies down, and I'll make sure everything gets cleaned up. She could have been the bigger person here.
Or just send somebody else. You got a right hand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You got
somebody you trust. By the way, still sneaky as hell.
Yeah, because then you have to explain later on why you're paying Angela's decoration company, and you're like, well, that's Angela. What's happening
here? Hot Angela's decoration.
Hot Angela's party planning.
Hot Angela, I'm paying for my boob job party planning
exactly.
company.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.